This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you want to make me crazy, put me in an airport and give me a really problematic low bandwidth way to access the internet. And on the plane, sometimes okay, but usually the worst. It's a media streaming desert out there. Turns out I'm not the only one who feels this way. After decades of consumer dissatisfaction, airports and airlines are spending a pretty penny to make flying the friendly skies more friendly for those of us who like our Wi-Fi, etc. Reporter Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta looks at whether those tech updates, though, are really keeping the customer in mind.
Sunsea Shaw wants an easy journey home to Indiana. So she checked in online and printed her boarding pass before leaving home for Atlanta's International Airport.
I thought that it would save me time so that way I can get through the check-in process quickly and then go on to security and catch my flight.
What's really happening?
I'm standing in line.
A long, chaotic line. Waiting in multiple lines has become synonymous with flying, but developing technology could make it where
there's no lines. You're able to move through the process without having to stop and get in the line and queue for anything.
That's Jim Peters with airport tech company CETA. He says future airports could operate like today's Apple Store. Employees armed with wearables like an Apple Watch will walk around checking you in, sorting out your baggage, and generally keep things moving. Wearable tech will also help to manage staff.
So if you've got too long of lines at one spot, that you could automatically shift staff around, be notifying them via wearable. What do I need to do? Where do I need to be?
Another emerging airport technology, beacons. Roosevelt Council is the CFO of Atlanta's airport.
Beacons are literally data packets that can be delivered to a mobile device.
He says beacons allow direct connections with a passenger's smartphone or watch, giving them updates on gate changes, flight delays, or even a coupon for a neck pillow. And then there's this.
You know, we avoid that real, I think, deal killer and buzz killer, which is the lost bag.
That's Rhonda Crawford, VP of e-commerce at Delta. She says beacons installed in Atlanta are part of a pilot project. Customers can track the progress of their bags through Delta's mobile app, right down to which carousel it's coming down on. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.